Welcome to today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Seventh graders Mason Diaz-Bandera, Priyasha Bose, Hannah Kendall, Elise Johnson, Joe Buchelman, and Levi Sales helped their class donate more than $1,600 to charities through their concession stand at Pella Middle School events. They join us on today's program. And my first question is why we're here today. You guys were able to raise some money for some nonprofits, both local and not. First of all, whoever wants to talk, tell us some of the charities you're going to be giving to and the amount of money that you'll be giving away.
We are presenting to Skate for Change, St. Jude's Children's Hospital, SOCSOM, Many Hands for Haiti, Pella Food Shelf, the Marion County Humane Society, and that's all. Those are the charities we are presenting to today and giving $265 to each. The way we got here was because we had a concession stand. It's sort of like what we've been focusing on all year is to go make a difference. And so we decided to donate to all these charities using the money that we raised using our concession stand.
Very good. And why were these picked for some of you out here that picked some of these charities? Some obviously, again, local, some not so local, but why were some of these picked?
So for the local ones, we just wanted to see an impact in our community. And then some like Skate for Change, we had somebody come and speak for us and we had an assembly. And it was just really mind-opening to see what was going on in these places.
Why do you think it's important to donate to local charities? And did this project inspire you maybe to continue to help giving to your community?
I think it's important to donate to local charities so we can help make a difference in our community and help our community grow and learn to be better, and I think that's important.
It's important to donate to different charities because they all work in different places around the world, and being one person, you can't be in all those places at the same time. So letting them do that with the money that we're giving is very important.
I think donating to local charities helps the community because we don't really realize how much poverty and how many people need the help from the charities that are in Pella.
And like most people in Pella don't realize that there is people in poverty, so it helps raise awareness for them.
And what was your favorite part about the concession stand?
I just loved working at the concession stand. I thought it was a great experience.
I think it was fun getting to interact with different people and handling money and learning responsibilities that way.
I think it was fun at the very end learning our grand total and then seeing how much we could give to everyone else.
I think it was fun presenting the business plan to the bank because you learned a lot from it and how banks work. It was sort of stressful because we had no idea what would happen. And when we arrived it's a beautiful place in there. And you see all these professional-looking people, and we're just school kids asking for a lot of money that we won't be able to pay back personally.
And you were able to donate $1,600 to six different charities. How does that feel to know that you were not only able to pay off your loan, but you were able to secure yourselves a little bit of a party and to get some of the charity work done too?
I think it was just amazing to be able to donate to all these charities and still have some for us. I mean, we worked at the concession stand ourselves, so it was nice to see it all pay off and to help somebody else rather than just us, even though we did all the work. So I think it was just a really nice experience for all of us.
It was kind of cool because, you know, you always think of ourselves as just kids, but when we saw that total, we were just amazed that if we can all come together, we can raise a lot of money to use for a lot of different things.
And as we mentioned and asked earlier, you mentioned to me that this is going to be something you'd like to continue to do, charity work and volunteer work. How do you plan on doing that? How do you keep on pressing ahead with that?
Skate for Change was probably my most favorite organization just because of the guy who started it. For seeing how different he was in school and to see what a change he has made, because I dress differently in school, not like any of the other people, and that just really inspired me because he was different from everybody else in his school, and that's kind of how I feel, and I want to make a difference in the world as well. And just hearing him speak was awesome, and it was a life changer for me, and that's something I want to do in the future along with another career, and I just thought it was amazing what he did.
For social studies this year, we also had a Go Make a Difference project, which is where we choose a problem in the world and we go out and make a difference. So I chose hunger in Haiti, and so I volunteered at the mango tree, which I do regularly anyway, and I think that helped make a difference in our personalities and learning that not everyone has what we have the privilege to obtain, and I think it really helped us learn a sense of responsibility.
I think in Pella, a lot of times, we focus on things that aren't in Pella and things that aren't necessarily local. And so I thought when we were donating to the food shelf, it'd be a great idea because there are people in our school that do need the support from the Pella food shelf.
Another way that we can help the society is in Pella is the food shelf, which I've worked there, and we will set up the food for people to come in. And it's just large amounts of, like, bread that gets donated from local stores that would just go to waste.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA and KRLS.